This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the approval of 1 lakh crore rupee Urban Challenge Fund UCF by the Union Cabinet. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the fund will leverage market finance, private participation and citizen-centric reforms to deliver high-quality urban infrastructure. He said the initiative will make cities the key drivers of the country's economic growth. The Urban Challenge Fund is a centrally sponsored scheme of the Ministry of Home and Urban Affairs with a total central assistance of 1 lakh crore rupees. The fund aims to build resilient, productive, inclusive and climate-responsive cities, positioning those as the key drivers of the country's next phase of economic growth. Mr. Modi said that the cabinet approval for 3 multi-tracking projects covering various districts across Delhi, Haryana, Maharashtra and Karnataka will strengthen rail infrastructure, reduce logistic costs and create job opportunities for the youth. He said the decision of widening National Highway 167 from Gudebellur to Mehboob Nagar on the Hyderabad-Panaji economic corridor will boost economic growth, create employment and further ease of living. The cabinet has also approved the extension corridor from Noida Sector 142 to Botanical Garden in Noida. The centre has approved the construction of the country's first underwater twin-tube road-cum-rail tunnel project that will be built under the Brahmaputra River in Assam. The 33.7-kilometre-long four-lane access-controlled greenfield connectivity project, which will include a 15.79-kilometre twin-tube tunnel under the river, has been approved by the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs. The infrastructure project will be developed at a cost of 18,662 crore rupees in engineering procurement construction mode. The stretch will connect Gohpur on NH-15 and Numaligarh on NH-715 in Assam, cutting short the distance between the two Assamese cities to just 34 kilometers from the current 240 kilometers. The travel time will be reduced to just 20 minutes from 6 hours. The project will provide significant benefit to Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland and other northeastern states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, hailed the project's role in accelerating growth in the entire northeast. The government has announced the launch of the PM Rahat Road Accident Victim Hospitalization and Assured Treatment Scheme. Under the scheme, every eligible road accident victim on any category of road will be entitled to cashless treatment up to 1,50,000 rupees per victim for a period of 7 days from the date of the accident. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met his counterparts from the G4 countries comprising India, Germany, Japan and Brazil in Germany. During the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar discussed reformed multilateralism. The meeting was held for the first time on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference 2026. The Corps of Signals of the Indian Army is celebrating its 116th Raising Day today. Since its inception on this day in 1911, Corps of Signals has transformed the communications of the Indian Army and kept pace with the digital revolution of the 21st century. In his message, Signal Officer-in-Chief Lieutenant General Vivek Dogra said, "Over the past year, the Corps of Signals has played a critical role as the arm of the future in facilitating operational readiness and furthering national security objectives."
On the occasion of 116th Raising Day of Corps of Signals, I extend my best wishes. I also take this opportunity to pay my humble gratitude to all our brave hearts who have made the supreme sacrifice. And their sacrifice continues to inspire us, motivate us to continue doing the good work for the nation.
The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated across the country today with deep devotion and spiritual fervour. Considered one of the most sacred occasions for the devotees of Lord Shiv, the day is marked by fasting, special prayers and night-long worship at temples. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended wishes to the citizens on the occasion of Mahashivratri. Moving on to sports, in the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Pakistan in a much-anticipated Group A encounter at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. The match is set to begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.